Welcome to Behind the Story, a program where we take you straight to the source. In this episode, we'll hear about a long-standing music program at Mission Waco. But the kids that go through this program aren't just learning how to craft songs, they're also learning how to cope and deal with the problems they face day to day. That's because these kids are high-risk youth, and Pastor Gabriel Dominguez, who leads the program, is helping them through music. This story originally aired on December 8th, 2015.
What do you want people to hear you really say on that song for you?
What's the message?
Yeah, what's the message of that? The whole purpose for even writing that. What do you want them to hear you at the end of the day say with that song?
That's Gabriel Dominguez. He's a pastor with Life Church Waco, and kids affectionately refer to him simply as Pastor G. He's talking with 17-year-old Terriante Griffin about a new verse Griffin wrote for a song the group is working on. And it's all happening inside a makeshift, yet well-equipped studio inside the Mission Waco youth offices. For years, high-risk youth have visited Dominguez weekly to work on songs, some writing their verses down with pen and paper, others methodically typing it all out onto their phone. Dominguez says sessions like these, where kids come to craft songs, can be a means of positive reinforcement.
When we get to record a finished product and, you know, they hear their mom, you know, mom has tears coming out of her eyes and she loves it, or their brothers or the people in their community. I mean, it's as you can imagine, I mean, it's affirmation through the roof, you know, and quite frankly, I mean, it's for a lot of these guys the first time they've ever been affirmed for doing something that's actually positive and it also matters.
Through their songs, these kids who have faced trauma from the death of parents to the troubles of the juvenile detention system are able to work out their frustrations and filter them through rhyme. For 24-year-old Thomas Walker, the process of writing and producing a song is therapeutic.
To be honest, man, I just want to give people what they need to hear. You know what I mean? I know it's a lot of rap going on, it's a lot of stuff going on out in this world, man. But I feel like us as a group, you know what I'm saying, we got a message that we trying to get people to reach. You know what I'm saying? Either our testimony or our stories, you know, from what we've been through and things like that. You know what I mean? But you know, out of most of all, we just wanna touch those that's lost.
And that includes them. Any of these kids will tell you Pastor G has pushed them to become better, not only in the studio, but outside of it as well. Music, Dominguez says, is a lifestyle, and it's also the best way to reach out to and encourage troubled youth.
Working with these kids, developing them, helping to develop them, you know, musically, right? But as artists, but even, and developing them in with the engineering part of what we do, the training, but then develop them as humans, help to develop them just with their critical thinking skills and just basic, you know what I'm saying? Like, we do life skills with these guys, man. We teach them how to just function.
The kids that go through the music program here are also exposed to Mission Waco's many support programs. That helps with the holistic approach that Dominguez has set out to use with these kids. It's not just music education or recording songs and albums. It's also food, shelter, and job training. And for 17-year-old University High School student Gabriel Salinas, that and the mentoring he's received from Dominguez have been invaluable.
That's like, I guess, the big message of all this is to kind of like take all that negativity and bad stuff that y'all been
through. Turn it all around. Yeah, no negativity no more. Just stay positive and stay on the right path, because it only gets greater from here. It only gets better. I mean, there's no reason to take any steps back. Just, because I mean, when you're walking somewhere, you don't walk backwards. You walk forward. That's how it is.
In the coming weeks, this particular group of kids will release their first album together. And yes, they're already hard at work on a follow-up. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales. And now, we'll hear more from Pastor Dominguez, who, for nearly 8 years, has helped high-risk youth through the music program at Mission Waco. Pastor Dominguez, the program has been around for about 8 years now, but what was the driving force behind it?
How it started? Well, when I first came on board here at Mission Waco, me and Jimmy had a conversation and about dreaming for the future and what can we do to reach high-risk, you know, teenagers. That was something that he had a heart to do, and so did I, and our hearts were mutual on that. And so it was out of that passion to want to reach them. And one of the main things that, in my observation at that time, I've been doing ministry, youth ministry, working with teenagers for about 15, no, wait a minute, scratch all that. I've been working with teenagers for 17 years. So, and the cool thing about that is that, going back to me and Jamie when we were talking, I realized that, in my observations, I realized that teenagers, like, they really get music. And I remember going to a juvenile detention center, and this is what made me want to do this, is I went to a juvenile detention center, and there were some guys performing music, hip-hop music. And inside the juvenile detention center, I went to assist somebody, and I seen these kids singing their own. They've never heard the songs those guys were singing or rapping, but they just heard the beat, and they went crazy. Not because they've heard the beat before, because they never have, but because they started singing their own songs. It gave them an opportunity to sing whatever they've been writing in their cells. So I went around, I was looking at girls and guys, and I was asking, oh man, we had this song, I've been working, all of them. And it was just the most amazing thing for me. It was like an aha moment, like the light bulb went on, like, this is crazy. Like, this is huge for these teenagers, like music and even writing their own. They wanted to be able to express themselves. And so so when I came and talked to Jimmy about what we could do in the future, right off the bat, I mean, there was just no question. We would have to do something that has to do with music. And I remember telling Jimmy, I said, man, in the music industry, the end result is, you know, being able to go to the studio. I said, man, that's like a dream for anybody that's in the music, you know. And I said, so we need to start with the end in mind. Is we need to get a studio, have our own studio, and that would be cool, and do like some kind of, have a place where they can share what they're going through and express what they're going through in a healthy way. And it happened. It came together within 3 months. We're able to get the finances to build what was needed for the studio and the rest of the building. But then what left us was we needed the recording equipment because we didn't have enough money to get all that. And so we had, in the early days, we had producers that were letting us borrow their computers and with the software, and they would even themselves come and record for us when they could, because, you know, no one's sitting around with recording stuff and doesn't have nothing to do with their lives. So they would come when they were available, and that made it really, really hard, though, because teenagers were ready or working hard, and it was, you know, then the guys that were helping us, they had crisis going on in their lives, and so that made it further more difficult. And so it was just not efficient at all. It was very, very hard in the early days because we really couldn't get a lot done. Music is very, very time consuming. And so to come together and to do that was just really hard. But anyway, we weathered that and went through it, and we're very grateful during those days. But nevertheless, we knew that one day we had to have our own stuff. And here it is, you know, 8 years later, and we have our own stuff, and we've been through all the blood, sweat, and tears, and bumps and bruises and all that, you know. But we're still here helping teenagers in our community, and excited about that opportunity still to this day, and even more excited because greater and greater things are happening. And just the fact that we have our own equipment now is pretty encouraging. And what we want to end up doing here is, now that we've got a pulse on what this even looks like and what we can even do, the possibilities, now we've put together at least an approach that makes sense to us. At first, we just did something. I mean, we didn't know what we were doing, but we had to do something. And now at least we have an approach and an understanding and a really, really good purpose and a plan on executing that purpose. And because of that, we have a recording engineer program for our teenagers here. We got a beat production program for the kids here. And then we got, you know, a music program that just where they can just come and record, you know, and write music and learn all the writing skills and all that kind of, 'cause, you know, they're all teenagers. They're not polished or anything. And so we get to teach them how to really do this thing, like, in a serious way. And we've inspired some to go to college for this stuff. And so, but anyway, so that's kind of in a nutshell, okay, you know, where we've been and where we're at now, you know. So
Earlier you were talking about the power of music.
Oh, hold on. Yeah. Hold on. So let me finish that up. I kind of left something out. Is that now where we are at is we have a recording engineer. A guy has been with us for 2 years, one of our own teenagers, stuck it out, committed, and has learned how to produce beats. And he's still learning. There's a long way to go with this. But has learned how to record. I've taught him that. And so what is cool now is that we're looking to beef this up where it can be like a serious record. I mean, it's already, you know, it's not shabby. You know, we're getting some respect here, but we really want to make it serious as far as equipment and stuff, to where it can be a studio in the city that people could come to, and our guys would be able to record them. The teens would get them a job, you know, part-time, you know what I mean, but put money in their pockets for doing something like this, and people can record here and give back to our community, you know, to help us put money in the pockets of these kids and even affirm them. But it'll be done very professional, you know. And so that's what we're doing. This very serious, and these teenagers are very serious. And so we're just really encouraged about the future, and one day this being a self-sustaining program where it's well respected, where serious musicians and people that are wanting to record an album or whatever, a jingle, whatever, that they would come here and do business with us to help these kids. So, and the kids would be the ones actually recording, you know, but it would be supervised, and it would be, you know, all that kind of stuff. But so we're encouraged to be able to do that one day.
Yeah, you know, give them that hands-on experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's, again, it's not something shabby. Like, we're not cutting corners. We're talking about doing this very professional. But again, there's a lot of social work that goes into this. There's a lot of all that kind of stuff. But go ahead.
That's really interesting to see the other areas that the kids that come through the program are kind of allowed to explore and grow a skill set in. Thank you for adding that. I wanted to ask or talk a bit about earlier, you know, you mentioned about the power of music, and you saw this firsthand at a juvenile detention center you visited. But I'm wondering, what is it exactly about music that reaches out to these kids at a level that they may not have been able to have been reached at before?
You know, music is a lifestyle. I mean, it's music is everything, you know, to them. I mean, us adults, you know, we probably have a hard time admitting that, you know, but it is. Music is for any human. I mean, you know, you're whistling music, or even now they got, you know, you put your phone. I mean, I don't know who's guilty of doing this, but, you know, you put your phone on and you listen to a song now while you're in the shower or something, and even in the restroom, you know. But music is a part of your, you know, our lives as humans. I mean, you're in a good mood, you play something that's, you know, up that puts you in a good mood. If you're sad, you'll play a sad song. Okay? Heck, you might drink a beer to it or something. You know, there's different music for different moods. If you're on a romantic venture with your significant other, you'll put, you know, some romantic song on. But either way, music is a part of our lives. It's a lifestyle, you know. So with our teenagers, they heavily rely on music, and it is a lifestyle for them. And in fact, it's their mentor, you know. It's what inspires them, you know. It's they'll turn us off and turn the earbuds on, the music and the iPads or whatever they got, you know, the music on, MP3 players or their phones, and that's what they run to, right? When they're feeling down, they run to that. When they're looking to be encouraged, they run to that, you know. And so music is a big deal for them. So I mean, when you give them a canvas to then communicate, because, you know, what's going on is they're so saturated with it. It's so a part of who they are, because they identify with the artists that are writing music. Like, in fact, you know, they have this heart towards music that says, if I could be able to sing, if I could rap, if I could play an instrument, that is what I would be doing. That's the type of mood of the tempo or the instrument, the way it's going. That's how I would do it, or the way she sings or he raps or that. So music is a way they get to amen life. You know, they get to say, you know, ditto, or they get to say amen to that. That's exactly how I feel. And so when you give them a place like this, which, by the way, it's kind of unheard of to be able to come in the studio with no money, you know, and to get recorded, it really is unheard of, you know. But to be able to say, you know what, if you're going through something, this is a canvas for you to communicate what you're going through. And by the way, you know, I'm going to teach you how to communicate in a healthy way. In other words, you don't have to cuss me out, but you can be very real and very authentic and that kind of deal. But you don't, and not cussing doesn't lose what you're trying to say. And so for these kids, that's unheard of for them, is to, wait a minute, I can't use that kind of passion by cussing. Like, no, you can still use your passion, but you don't have to cuss me out. I'll get it and understand it. So helping them communicate in a healthy way is kind of what this is about too. And it's pretty interesting because when they hear people liking their music and they didn't have to cuss us out, it's pretty affirming to them. And it's dreamy for them. It's like, dude, I had no idea. And this is just from past albums we've made with these kids. They even see the guys that are cussing and that are saying, man, your music is good. And so anyway, but that's just a piece about that. I think that's pretty interesting, you know, when it comes to the music, you know, it's teaching them a way to communicate in a healthy way. And they get to let out what they have on the inside. You know, I call it making the pen bleed. And that is, I always ask them, man, make that pen bleed, man. You know, write as much as whatever you're going through. It's just pretty neat to see that happen. You know, that they all the stuff they have suppressed, that they take that stuff out and put it from a pen to a pad, and we get to document that and put it on a CD. And it's like a gift that they give to others, really. And the gift keeps on giving, because it's a gift that blesses them and encourages them, because it's therapeutic for them. But even those that listen to it, that appreciate that or can be affirmed by even that, and like, man, now they're the ones that people are listening to saying, oh, I'm amening you all the way, or, you know what I mean, that kind of deal. So anyway.
You know, earlier we talked a little bit about that, about the positive reinforcement some of these kids get through the program. And I'm thinking that maybe for some of them, they don't get that sense of accomplishment in their day-to-day activities. But when they come in here, you know, they lay down some tracks and they see people, you know, nodding their head to the beat. They're finally getting it now.
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. Yeah, we talked about that earlier. And that you're right, that positive reinforcement, they're so used to negative reinforcement. In other words, the only attention they get is negative attention. And for a lot of them, hey, that attention is better than no attention. And at least it's something I can look for, which, you know, they act out and do things like that. When the cops come get you and, you know, all those different things, it's negative attention, but nevertheless, it's attention, where you're unnoticed when you don't do those things, unfortunately, and you know, the culture they come up out of, you know. And so to be able to do something, though, that matters, right, do something that is positive, and get some kind of attention from that, and I mean, that's huge for them, especially them doing something in a language they understand, right? Because music is a language, right? It's a universal language. And so for them to be able to say, wow, something that I love so much, that I listen to all day, every day, every chance I get to then talk about what I'm going through that same avenue, and I feel better about myself, but even for others to say, hey, that's great, you did a good job, or I enjoy that, or I like that, that's affirming, and they're getting positive attention and positive reinforcement, and that's a big deal. And again, we're talking about music and how that bleeds into all these different areas. When we're talking about positive reinforcement, I mean, that's huge. When we get to record a finished product and, you know, they hear their mom, you know, mom has tears coming out of her eyes and she loves it, or her, their brothers or the people in their community. I mean, it's as you can imagine, I mean, it's it's affirmation through the roof, you know. And quite frankly, I mean, it's for a lot of these guys the first time they've ever been affirmed for doing something that's actually positive and it also matters, you know, because this encourages other people. Yeah. That's for sure. Because then other people can hear. Oh, and by the way, we make sure that the music is tailored to encourage others. So we say you can be real about your pain, you can talk about, but also bring some kind of hope to it. What is hope, and what does that even look like, and that kind of deal. So anyway, it's a challenge though. It's not easy, very difficult because the culture, the natural culture of the music industry, particularly hip hop, and you know that kind of deal. Does a good job about talking about the acknowledging the real stuff that happens to, but you know, sometimes just stays with the switch on that end and like there's no kind of hope at all. And so we get to bring some of that hope and even in the whole process of putting that whole song together or the whole album together, you know, there is some hope through all that because they're getting help themselves and the hope is them hugging on to even the fact that they can even do this and in the studio and stuff like that. And even, you know, because what we do here at Mission Waco is we look to mentor these kids and help these kids. So these kids are getting some help here. And so it's not just let's make a song and we're done. But it's the holistic thing, like we're reaching these kids in every way you can think, which is why I said social work earlier, because we really care about the state that they're in, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally, and we help them in all those different ways. So naturally out of that, you're going to hear songs that talk about how they find hope and even encouraging others to, you know, where you can find hope and those type of deals. So it makes a pretty interesting mix of songs and stuff, you know, so.
Definitely.
And then you also get to hear where they start off and then where they, you know, kind of where they're at now. And like, it's almost like a journey because if we're recording for about two semesters or then you get to hear some of that. And I probably would say this, that even some maturity there, you know, on how they first start off in the context or the content that they're talking about to where maybe another album, what they're talking about now. So, yeah.
So aside from having a message of hope, what are some of the other restrictions the kids have when making a song? I'm sure no cussing is one of them.
Oh, yeah. You know, absolutely no cussing. You know, no cussing at all. You know, there's certain words that, certain things that you say maybe personally, but, you know, I teach them, you know, that... you know, we're looking to reach people that normally wouldn't get, that maybe would get turned off by something you just said, and it's just a word. But how do you leave that out and be more creative and really be able to communicate what you're trying to communicate anyway? So, I mean, yeah, there's some things, but, you know, that's a little bit detailed what I just told you. But, you know, the main thing is that you got to, you know, okay, so not everybody needs help, but not everybody wants help. So what we're looking to do is reach those that not only need the help, but they want the help. And obviously with the emphasis on music, you know, so you may have a kid that says, oh man, we got a kid that's all into music. Well, that may be true. And he may still need help, but does he even want the help? And so for us, that's the big deal is not only do you need it, but you want it. So it's not necessarily a carrot that we put in front of them to say, to trick you. It's I'm very straightforward and, you know, anybody, and they'll tell you, the kids will tell you. So I don't hold no punches about it. I just say, hey, here's what we're about. But this studio is here for you. And their eyes get about real big and stuff. But there's some things you got to do on your part, you know, and you got to want it. And so you having to want it means that breaks down into tangible steps and, you know, benchmarks and things like that. You know, let's see where you're at and, do you want help? You know, if so, how are you proving that? You know, so it has to be that they allow us to help them. As long as they're doing that, man, we'll do anything in the world for them as long as we see that they want it, right? And so having said that, it's a very difficult field to be in when you're going to the bottom of the barrel, so to speak, even beneath the barrel, the crevices of the cracks underneath the barrel that where it's, you know, And what I mean by that is just the most hurt, broken, frustrated, violent, oh man, dysfunctional living kids, teenagers you can come across, is really, really difficult. It's really hard, you know, because, again, we're not a pro, I don't even want to call it a program, but it is. I mean, you know, for lack of better words, but this is not something where, all right, bring a kid, okay, you're gone, come in here, let's record you, boom, we put a CD, let's encourage people. I mean, just it's a lot more than that. It's doing life with these kids. Like, I literally do life with these kids. Like, seriously, like, it's more than music. It's not even it's about them. It's not even the music. But again, these are just tools that we use to reach these kids, man, in a creative way, because this is where they're at. They get music. So we get to use these as tools to mentor them, to reach out to them, to get them help that they normally wouldn't come close to us so that we can even work with them, you know? So, yeah, man.
That was Gabriel Dominguez. He's a high-risk youth director for Mission Waco and pastor at Life Church Waco. For the last 8 years, he's reached out to high-risk youth through Mission Waco's music program. You can hear this episode and past episodes of Behind the Story at kwbu.org.